Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A piece of big news out of Milwaukee. The mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, has just been nominated to be the ambassador to Luxembourg. Luxembourg, small country, one of the smallest in the world. It only has 600,000 people. It's smaller than the state of Rhode Island, nestled between France, Germany, and Belgium. It's a very plum assignment. And Joe Biden has nominated Tom Barrett to be ambassador to Luxembourg. Now, Tom Barrett, as you know, was the Democratic nominee for governors two times against Scott Walker. But this was back in 2010 and then at the recall. And the fact of the matter is, of course, that back then, 2010 was a tsunami year for Republicans. Really no Democrat could have won. And in any event, Tom has been mayor of Milwaukee for 20 years. He's now going as ambassador to Luxembourg. So, you know, congratulations to him. Who's going to be mayor of Milwaukee? Well, the mayor of Milwaukee will be, by law, then the president of the Common Council, Cavalier Johnson, Chevy Johnson, friend of mine, I know him, he's a good guy. Chevy Johnson will be mayor of Milwaukee, but not for very long until he's elected. So what does that mean? What it means is under the law, the last day in office that Barrett has, in other words, when he skedaddles, flies out of Mitchell Field, and that's it. A special election has to be called between 62 and 77 days, about 2 months to 2.5 months. So it depends when the Senate gets to it. If the Senate gets to it tomorrow, there'll be an election in a couple of months. That's very unlikely. The Senate gets to it in due course, in the fall sometime, that kind of thing. Then 2.5 months after that, the confirmation. Tom Barrett will wrap up his work and Cavalier Johnson, Chevy Johnson, will come in. Now, I've had circumstances where I've seen them, where there's some kind of gamesmanship going on, petulance, and they hold up whole lists of nominees for a lot of things. The State Department, they're already doing that. Cruz is doing that. Ambassadors, they won't be focusing on Tom Barrett, but they may say, all right, we're not going to, you know, the Senate is not going to confirm any of Biden's people. We have 50 Democratic votes. Two of them are independents who vote with us. We have 48 Democrats and two independents, Angus King of Maine and Bernie Sanders of Vermont. And then Kamala Harris can break the tie. So we can get these things through, but there are little procedural games that Cruz and the others play in point of personal privilege, and one guy can hold it up the whole, you know, for a long time. So I don't know when Barrett will be confirmed, but when he is confirmed, his last day in office comes 62 to 77 days after that, there'll be an election. There's already one announced candidate for mayor. Not clear if Johnson will run. I assume he will, but there's another, and then there's a whole host of them that are going to run. So you will see a wide variety of candidacies in Milwaukee for mayor. They'll try, of course, to save money to join it with if there's a February special election. You know, normally February, the primary elections, and the municipal elections aren't for this February and April, but certain judgeships will be up. So they'll try to join it with the February election, if not the April election. If the Republicans play games, it could be on its own. So there you have it. Milwaukee will have a new mayor. Barrett was in 20 years. Henry Meyer from 1960 to 1988 was in 28 years. Milwaukee's only had four mayors since 1948. Frank Zeidler was mayor from 1948 to 1960. His brother Carl Zeidler had been mayor. Carl Zeidler left the mayorship to join the Navy in the Second World War, and his ship was sunk off of South Africa, and he was never heard from again. So his brother took it over, ran for it. So people tend to get elected for a long time in Milwaukee when they become mayor. Going to Afghanistan, I'll tell you what, there's something that I found very hard to believe, but I'll tell you. Among the Americans who are trapped over there and can't even get to the airport, among them are more than 20 students and 16 parents from El Cajon High School in California, the Cajon School District. They went over there on some kind of vacation field trip. Are they out of their minds? They went over there, what, a couple of weeks ago? How the heck did they get in there? Why is there not an executive order right now that bans all civilian travel over there? Unless it's cleared by the State Department. What are high school kids doing over there? That puts an added premium of pressure on us to get them out. More than 20 students from the Cajon District High School in California are in Afghanistan and can't get to the airport. And their parents, 16 of them, went along to chaperone them. What were they thinking? Kabul was a war zone well before they went. Afghanistan was a war zone. The Taliban had already taken some of the provincial cities, and Kandahar, the second largest city, Herat, they've taken them, and they were chipping away, and these guys get on an airplane? What airplane? What airplane flies in there? What, American? United? Are you kidding me? So they get in there, and they go walking around to, hey, look how bad it looks over here. Sort of a thrill, you know, maybe there's some bullets going through the air. These are high school kids. When they go abroad, they become hostages, and they create real problems for our foreign policy. These are real problems. These are real problems. What are they doing over there? This is especially true because there was breaking news just now that the UK Foreign Office, United Kingdom, England, basically, merry old England, Britain, has warned that they have intelligence of an imminent ISIS attack, a suicide attack at the airport. You talk about a juicy target. You talk about a juicy target. Al-Qaeda and 9/11 went in and bombed us in New York and killed a couple of thousand people. And all we did about it was lament and just hold vigils and we were attacked. And Bush didn't do anything about it. He invaded Afghanistan. Then he lied and he invaded Iraq. You had to invade Afghanistan to get rid of Osama bin Laden. But what are we doing about jihad? What are we doing about the attacks against the United States overall? We're not doing enough. We did very little under Bush. Very little, frankly, under Trump. He talked a good game and he didn't do much. Very little, frankly, under Obama. And now Biden is, he's saddled with whatever Trump did in Afghanistan. But the way this is working out, if some ISIS fanatic, remember, Islam, the meaning of Islam in English is submission. It's not peace, it's submission. And the meaning of jihad in English is struggle. The cultural imperative of jihad is to struggle against apostates and your neighbors and host populations and either forcibly convert them or murder them. Now, most people don't actually do that when they come in, but they support a culture that does that, and there are a couple of percent who do that. We had almost wiped out ISIS in Syria and in Iraq. What did Trump do? And it was the Kurds who did it. The Kurds who did it. Trump betrayed the Kurds to the Sunni Muslim Turks, the remnants of the Ottoman Empire, to slaughter them. To slaughter them. He said, okay, yeah, we'll pull out of Syria. And he left. And they had 10,000 ISIS prisoners. And they're going to get away because they have to defend themselves and their families. That's what Trump did. And now there's ISIS, believe it or not, in Afghanistan. And the Uyghurs, you know, the Uyghurs in China, There are Uyghurs, Sunni Muslims, in Afghanistan who are part of the Taliban and just as militant. And all these people have a cultural imperative to murder or forcibly convert apostates, which to them are Christians, Yazidis, anybody who doesn't practice their extreme form of Sunni Islam. So ISIS is in, there's a thing called ISIS in Afghanistan. It was formed by extreme elements in Pakistan. They're the ones that bombed India. They went into New Delhi and they bombed train stations and so forth. What do you think they're going to do with 20 El Cajon, California high school kids in Kabul? And what do you think they're going to do with their parents? Their 16 parents, idiots. State Department. Then you have two congressmen that go over there, shoot their mouth off. And these congressmen chew up a lot of resources to protect them while they're trying to evacuate people. And now there's another, quote, bipartisan delegation from Congress, end quote, planning to go also. Why are they permitted on a plane? Why aren't planes pre-cleared by the American military, by the Air Force, by the Pentagon? The only planes that should go in and out of Afghanistan right now are A, to take out American citizens, and B, people who worked with us like interpreters and their families. That's it. That's it. Not clowns. Not clowns, not rodeo clowns, not members of Congress, many of whom are rodeo clowns, and not a high school trip. Boy, it'd be neat. Boy, would it be neat to go to Kabul, watch people get shot. Boy, that'd be neat. That'd be great for civics. That'd be great for history. Matt Flynn Direct's always saying, here's history in the making. Why don't I be part of it? No, wrong. You ain't going to be part of it, you idiots. And the members of Congress shouldn't go there either. Evacuate what you can, and we're going to, frankly, I mean, a nicest individual can just go and blow himself up in the crowd and get his 72 virgins in heaven and all this kind of business. Very, very dangerous over there. Keep an eye on it. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Midnight rider,
tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.